Israel will allow a limited amount of food into Gaza for the first time in 10 weeks, following mounting international pressure and growing fears of famine among the 2.1 million people trapped in the territory. The announcement, issued by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office, said Israel would permit the entry of a basic quantity of food to avoid a starvation crisis. The military's latest offensive, named Operation Gideon's Chariot, was launched on Sunday and includes what the IDF described as extensive ground operations across the Gaza Strip. Israel has imposed a total blockade on Gaza for the past 10 weeks, stopping the entry of food, fuel, and medicine. Humanitarian organizations have warned that the situation was on the brink of famine, with harrowing images emerging of malnourished and emaciated children. French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot called for the immediate, massive, and unhampered delivery of aid into Gaza. While Israel has agreed to allow some food to enter, it said it would act to prevent Hamas from controlling the distribution of humanitarian aid. Netanyahu's office said allowing a starvation crisis to develop would jeopardize its military objectives. Israeli strikes on Sunday targeted several areas across Gaza, including Khan Yunis in the south, and Beit Lahia and Jabalia in the north. The Hamas-run health ministry said at least 67 people were killed and 361 injured in the past 24 hours. Gaza's Civil Defense Service said 22 people were killed in an overnight strike on the Al-Mawasi displacement camp, a site previously marked as a safe zone. Over 100 others were reported injured. Hospitals continue to bear the brunt of the ongoing assault. According to health officials, three public hospitals in North Gaza are now out of service. Medical staff at the Indonesian hospital in Beit Lahia reported IDF tanks firing at the facility late on Sunday night. At the time, 55 people were inside, including four doctors, eight nurses, and dozens of patients unable to move. The staff told the BBC there had been no prior warning or evacuation order. They denied there were any military targets in or near the hospital. Roughly an hour after the shelling began, IDF troops reportedly pulled back from the area. Israel said its forces were targeting Hamas infrastructure in the vicinity of the hospital and denied intentionally attacking medical centers. Elsewhere in the north, the director of the Al-Adha Hospital, Mohammed Salah, said a bombing near his facility caused significant damage. Al-Adha depends on the Indonesian hospital for oxygen supplies and critical care.